Just walking through the tunnels, it's got to be as frustrating a night as it hasn't gone off in quite a while.
I don't think I needed to do anything. I think Darius and Billy took care of that, but that was a tough one tonight. That's a good lacrosse team over there. A lot of their guys have been outcasted a little bit from teams and stuff, so they got a lot of Americans, and you know what? They're showing that they're a team to be reckoned with. So, you know what? We got a good win last night, but then we had a little bit of a downer tonight. We got all the calls in the first half, and then they got all the calls in the second half, and you know what? We couldn't find a way to get it done tonight.
How big is it for you personally to kind of keep producing in bunches like that?
I am so inconsistent right now, it's not even funny. So it's not about me, it's about getting wins. And Cause played pretty good tonight. Our defense had a great first half. Our offense is good in bunches, but we, you know, sometimes we get into lulls where we're not moving it good enough. And I mean, what was the final, 11-10, so we put up 10. It's okay, but we're a 12 or 13 goal team, and when we get 14 or 15, we don't lose very often. So, you know, we're striving to get to that 14-15 mark. B. Miller played really, really well tonight, especially in the second half.
When the offense does slow down, it seems like it's the off-ball movement that isn't as active. Was there fatigue on the team tonight?
No, I don't think so. It's nothing to do with fatigue. It's to do with execution. Execution is a good word for that. And once we kind of get into a little bit of a funk, we start doing one-on-ones and stuff. And I mean, even myself, I kind of get complacent, and I start trying to go one-on-one. And for some reason, I'm not very good one-on-one this year. I'm more of an off-ball guy right now. So, I mean, just as a team, we got to continue to get better. I mean, 5-4 was not a bad record right now, so we're still above 500. So we're sitting in a good spot. Really, there's no time to hang our heads and pout. We gotta, you know, we gotta get right back at her on Tuesday and get practicing. We got a pretty good Colorado team coming in here next week, and you know, we play a lot of West teams coming up here. So we gotta study some tape and see what they're all about and stuff, and you know, get her fired up for the end of the season. I mean, we only have 4 losses right now, and that's not that bad. I mean, you know, we run off, you know, a good winning streak here, and you know, we just, you know, you count by your losses, so we just got to try not to lose anymore.
Before the season, you talked about how last year the team wasn't making the changes, wasn't talking enough at halftime. Is that different this year? Because you guys come out kind of flat the last 2 third quarters.
Yeah, it is. It is different. But tonight, well, we're just kind of flat. We were flat last night too, so we definitely have to make an adjustment there, and that's, you know what, maybe you're the man right there. Maybe you can go in there and give us a hand there on that one. But good point. You know, we've been coming out flat start of the third quarter, and it's, you know, I think Toronto put up 6 or 7 against us last night in the third, and then we got spanked in the third quarter tonight. So it's something we got to make an adjustment on, boys.
Johnny Meridian said he applied more pressure, especially in the fourth quarter, figuring you guys, having played last night, might be just that little split second slower because of fatigue or whatever, and forced a lot of turnovers or whatever. Is that something you noticed at all?
I mean, they did a pretty good job there. They're an athletic bunch, so you know, whenever they can come after us a little bit, essentially it spreads them out a little bit more, and it should open up more space for us. But they made a good adjustment there, and that's what good teams do. So they figured out a way to get it done tonight. And as mad as we are, we can't hang our heads and, like I said, pout and be babies about it. We gotta get better and continue to strive for a championship. We're 5-4, and you know, the season's not over yet. The season's long from being done. We got a lot of work to do, and we're gonna just continue to get better. We you know, we gotta cut down on our turnovers and try to win more than games than we lose.
Just hate to see the opportunity that this week presented. You know,
yeah,
this week would have been nice, and you're so close to it, you can taste it.
2 seconds left. Jordan Hall made a good shot right there, but it's frustrating to lose those ones. But I don't know. That's why these interviews stink after losses. They're way more fun after a win. But I mean, I'm proud of the guys. We had a really good, strong weekend, and 2 seconds away from being 2-0 on the weekend and first in the division. And you know what? Now we're second or third, right in the mix right there. So, you know, I mean, there's teams that have 5-6 losses right now. So, you know, it's all jockeying for position and, you know, setting ourselves up to be successful in the playoffs. And I think we'll be just fine.
Thanks, Luke. Thank you.